This is Dr. Collins, and today I want to talk about the verbal style of learning. Last week, we talked about the auditory. Now, here's the difference. Those that are auditory learners primarily, they can learn simply by hearing the material. Those that are primarily verbal, not only do they need to hear it, they also need to say it back to you or to someone else. They need to repeat it. And that's why, teachers, you can teach a lesson and it seems like they don't get it. Because they didn't get it. And they're not slow. You taught the lesson in the vein or through the lens of the auditory learner. But some of your students were verbal learners. They need to talk about it. These kids, typically, they don't get it until they explain it. So to help these students, I suggest we use puns. We use rhythms, mnemonics, or acrostics. Because again, they don't just need to hear it, they need to repeat it to themselves or someone else. Get them verbally involved with the lesson. And when they can say it back to you or when they can explain it to someone else, that's when we know they got it. Verbal learners, they get it when they tell you. Them struggling to explain what you've just taught them, that process, my friends, that process is called learning. And as long as they are trying to verbalize it, continue to encourage them. Continue to feed them. They need to say it. They need to remember the orders of operation by using please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. They need to learn their ABCs by using the alphabet song. This is how they learn best. And you might be saying, well, that's how most people learn orders of operations or the ABCs. Yes. Because most people, they are verbal learners. That's why we have to get them involved in their learning. We don't just need teachers who are simply that sage on the stage. We need that guide by the side. For both auditory and verbal learners, oftentimes the most effective assessment is through conversation. And contrary to popular belief, every assessment does not have to be written. Every test doesn't have to be written. Listen, when I got my doctorate degree, a big part of the ending assessment was a verbal presentation on the data that I gathered. At the doctorate level, a major part of the assessment was a verbal presentation. If students don't learn the way we teach, we must teach the way they learn. And if students can show their learning by the assessment of a verbal presentation, is it possible that we should adjust our assessment? Instead of having them write it, let them talk about it, let them say it. Just a thought.